Season 2 we just here. La 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 la. Season's greetings, everyone. Welcome to Musings and Mutterings from the Mind of a Japanese Idol Fan. I am your host, Chima. So, how is everyone? I hope you're all having a wonderful week. And welcome to episode 2 of my podcast. Yay! I'm so excited. I just want to sing everywhere, but I won't because that might hurt your ears. So I apologize first and foremost for opening with my terrible singing. So last week I said that I would probably talk a little bit more about writing, which I am going to do today. Not talk about too many idly things. That said, I will talk about some idle things because certain things happened this week to do with idols that were not favourable. So I'm going to talk about a little bit of idol stuff as well. But mostly it's going to be writing. So yeah, I apologise if you get bored throughout this, so sorry. So the reason why I want to talk about writing is obviously because I do a blog, and obviously as a blogger I write a lot, and honestly I love writing. I really adore writing. It's one of those things that really makes me happy. It fills me up and it just gives me like this energy that I can't explain, and it gives me the utmost happiness when I'm writing. I'm sad when I'm not writing. I'm angry when I'm not writing. I feel useless if I'm not writing in any kind of form. And I write in many forms. I write poetry, I write stories, I write journalistic kind of things such as my blog. And I like writing analyses as well, and I like reviews too. So I write in a variety of ways, and as long as I'm doing at least one of those forms of writing, I'm a happy camper, essentially. And when I think about writing, I always look back, and this is something that we've also been doing on my university course in creative writing. We've had to look back at our identities and such, and what got us into writing. And honestly, I've always known what got me into writing. I was about 6 or 7 years old when I first actively started writing for myself, for pleasure, stuff like that. And it was after a history lesson where we were learning about the Victorians in Victorian England kind of thing. And I went home and I made a story based on a girl who was 14, and she was in that era. She was in Victorian London, and she was basically married off to a very rich man, and she was from a very big family, and she had to leave all of her family behind kind of thing. And that was essentially what my first ever story was based on, and my inspiration was basically history. And honestly, I love history. I love anything to do with old-fashioned things, mythology, fairy tales kind of things. Those are the sorts of things that inspire me. And it was from that very early age I started to find a love of writing. And I'm glad that I found it that early on and realised that it was something I was passionate about. I didn't realise that it was something that I thought I could ever do as a career until I was a lot older, granted. But for me, as a child, it was always something I did in my spare time and something I really, really enjoyed and absolutely loved. And the fact that I'm still doing it now, even though it's in different variants, that shows that that love has just grown by a milestone each passing year, and that I'm still continuing to take on that passion and be a happy person with this like thing that I love to do. So yeah, in short, I really love writing, and it's just been there with me forever, since I could hold a pen in my hand, pretty much. And yeah, whenever I think about writing, I smile. Of course, there are things that I write that are sometimes sad, and it makes me cry because I have to write that sort of thing. But overall, writing has been one of the happiest things in my life, and it's been constant in my life, like my family. So I'm very happy that it's with me. And yeah, I'm just very grateful that I learned at such a young age, at 7 years old, that writing was something I enjoyed. Writing, it's so fun, guys. It's not for everyone. I think everyone can write something, but not everyone can actively write as much as other people do. Like, I actively do write a lot, depends. You could say I haven't actively been writing a lot on my blog, but in other ways, I've been actively writing. Like, when I was distant from my blog this year, I was writing a lot more poetry. And honestly, I have not written poetry since I was about 14 or 15 years old, and I stopped doing that when I was about 16. And then I started getting into blogging when I was about 17, 18-ish. So yeah, I've been on and off with poetry. It's not one of the forms of writing that I go to a lot, however, I've really started liking it lately, and I think that's thanks to university allowing me to realise how good it is again to kind of put my thoughts into a poem rather than just a written journalistic way, like in a journal or in a story kind of thing. Poetry is not easy, but it's also one of the easier ways of getting down what I'm thinking from pen to paper and such. In essence, I find writing really freaking fun. So yeah. But yeah, I write about idols clearly, and obviously I started that quite a few years back in 2010. Whew, a while ago. But I really enjoy writing about idols. It's like it's bringing two passions together and making it one and making it amazing, I think. Okay, I'm not saying I'm amazing at writing it, because I really am not, but there's something about writing about idols that I really like. It's different to writing a story or a poem. It's free form. It's a form that's not restricted or anything, because it's very much me. Sometimes I will do a blog post that is a little bit more kind of concise, or sometimes it will be really, well, I'll say it's better written than what I usually write. However, most of my blog posts, a great deal of the time, are written basically straight from my mind with the same amount of energy that I'm feeling at that time. I guess I have this happy-go-lucky approach, and I don't know how people feel about the way I write, but I find that it's really very me. I think it's very energetic and silly, and basically just my own style of writing. Of course, for more serious reviews, because I've done movie reviews on another blog before, I do adopt this more serious, kind of mature approach. However, when it comes to idols, I let it all go, and I become very much the person I am in real life. I'm a very random, silly person, and I think with my PV reviews especially, that silliness really comes out, and I think I embody my own personality in my writing, which I think is a good thing. Some people may find it really annoying because I can get too silly and too rambly, and sometimes a bit too opinionated. However, that's my way of writing. That's how I style it, and that's how I am as a person. And if you can't handle my writing that way, you can't handle me this way, okay? Okay. But yeah, speaking of idols, shall we talk about Angami? Okay, it's Angelumu, but when you read it, it's Angami. Okay, Smilage this week changed their name to Angelumu. However, when you read it in the Romaji format, if you're a Westerner like me, you read it as Angami, and it feels really brutal and just ugly, and you're just like, what the heck? I mean, the minute I saw that name, I was just like, no. And then it actually felt a lot funnier to me. The more I looked at it and the more I made fun of it, the more I thought, oh my god, this is so funny. Okay, yeah, I'm having a good laugh at this. The name itself has grown on me, I'd say, but mostly because I'm having fun poking fun at it more than anything. It's still a very ugly name, and whilst it sounds very pretty when you say it in how it's meant to be said, it sounds very sweet and cute and pretty, but when you look at it, it's just so bold and ugly, and I can't get over that. However, it is pretty in how it's said, but in how it looks, it's just the butt ugliest name that Hello Project has ever come up with. And okay, I know Nakanishi Kana apparently came up with this, but oh my god. It is an ugly name, and I don't know why they changed Smilage at all, because Smilage was a nice name. It was Smile for Miles or something, Miles of Smiles, something like that. I don't know. It was a very cute name, and it fit them, and I'm going to miss calling them Smilage. However, I'm going to have a lot of fun going to hunger me a lot more. No, I know not a lot of people are happy with it. However, once you learn the meaning behind it and the real pronunciation of the name, you kind of get better with it, and you think, okay, that's quite nice, but still, really bad. Rimaji. Ew. that's what I have to say on that matter. Still on the topic of idols, I had a comment from Chantin. I have had another comment previously from Sonda. However, I can't answer that one yet because I don't have an answer to it, but I will get to that in another podcast, I hope. However, Chantin asked what my thoughts were on Morning the Musume, One Force cover of Berries Girls, Ichioku San Zenman, where Canon was the centre for it. And I'm going to answer this honestly. When I first watched it, I felt quite offended, just like, why are they giving Canon this song? Is it just because she's going with the fat character? And I got very kind of like weird about it, and then I kind of slapped myself into thinking properly, and it's like, I'm very happy Zuki got that center song, because she pretty much nailed it. Okay, I'm putting past what I thought when I first watched it, because honestly, she really did nail it, and she really worked with that song, and it worked with her voice, and she was just incredible. And in general, it was a very incredible performance, and I was really happy that it was performed. So yeah, I think that it was really good. So we got some positive idol light going on there, and that's pretty much all I'm going to talk about for idols this week in terms of like direct idolness. But in terms of the week gone by, I have pretty much actually just been blogging and spending time with my family. I went home last Sunday, so the day after I did my first podcast, and I got travel sick. I've only recently started getting travel sick, but I really don't like cars, so yeah. So I had a difficult time when I got home, but I've pretty much just been spending time with my baby niece and my baby nephew. My baby nephew is only about 7 months old, and my baby niece is 2 years old, and it's been really fun to be able to interact with them again, because I didn't see them since last Halloween, so it's been a while for me, and I'm used to being around them every day, like every single hour nearly kind of thing. So it's been nice to be back at home being with them. It's been nice being with my brothers and sisters and my parents as well, and my older niece and my older nephews as well. It's been great. That said, I do miss university, and I miss where I live now, because I miss my friends, I miss my education, and I miss the freedom that I have there. I feel very restricted where I am now, because it's such a small kind of place where I live, and so it feels kind of enclosed. So yeah, I do miss university a lot. I'm looking forward to going back. I'm not looking forward to the assignments, however, I have to deal with that. That's the price I pay for wanting to go to university. But yeah, I've been happy coming back. There have been obviously ups and downs since coming back. Like, I don't get as much peace as I do in university as when I'm here, because my niece is constantly coming in. It's like, it's very hard for me to do much until she's actually asleep, and she no longer naps. So yeah, it's very difficult to be able to kind of blog on my own time and stuff, because she's constantly coming in and wanting to play and wanting my attention, or wanting to borrow stuff or something like that. It's just difficult. But I am happy to be home, and I'm really looking forward to Christmas. And for those of you who celebrate Christmas, I really do hope you have a really happy holiday. And for those who don't celebrate Christmas, I still wish you a happy holiday and a happy new year. And I send you all season's greetings. And yeah, have a fabulous end of the year, guys, okay? Because that's what the end of the year is all about, having a fabulous time, having parties. And if you're old enough, get on a little bit drunk. So yeah, I really do hope you enjoy the end of the season and the new year. And then when you all go back to school, if you are still in school or if you go to work, have a good time at work, have a good time at school, or just have a good time at home, depending on what you do. But yeah, it's been a good week, and I hope it's been a wonderful week for you as well. And I'm going to end this podcast here. I will give you an ending note of the song that is playing for this week's podcast is Gems or Gems. I don't know how to pronounce their name. They say it Gem, I say it Gem. But it is Gem's Starshine Story, and it is their latest single release. And I really like it. It's a really lovely Christmas song, and it's basically just so pretty. So yeah, please enjoy listening to it as this podcast goes out. And have a wonderful week ahead. And until I see you next time, have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays for those who don't celebrate Christmas. And season's greetings. 'Tis the season to be jolly. And I'll stop singing now. Ta-ta, everyone. Mwah.